If we have unearned luck...
Now to scape the serpent's tongue.
We will make amends ere long.
Else the puck a liar call.
So good night unto you all.
Give me your hands if we be friends.
And Robin shall restore amends.
That's the character of Puck, as you probably know, in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. That's the play being put on this year by the Shakespeare Festival in Forest Park. Puck is one character, but there were definitely two people in that clip.
And that's because Puck is actually being played by twins. This year it'll be played by Austin and Ryan Jacobs, two recent graduates of Webster University's drama program. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
And I'm Nancy Fowler, and this is Cut and Paste. So a little explanation in the way of plot. A Midsummer Night's Dream consists of four stories, really, that are all around the celebration of the marriage of the Duke and the Amazon Queen. And they take place in the actual woodland and also in this realm called Fairyland.
We actually spoke with both of the twins and kind of asked them about what it's like to try and fill one role.
Yeah, we did. We never expected it. We both auditioned for the show back in the fall separately, assuming we would, you know, audition for separate roles or one of us would get cast. And then director Rick Dildine, he came to us and was like, hey guys, I have this crazy idea. I just want to see what's going to happen. I want you guys to both look at Puck, look at these three speeches of his, come up with something together. Just bring it in. Just try it. And we were like, sure, I have no idea how to do this, but why not? We ended up going to a studio till like 4 a.m. and working this whole switch off and kind of saying things at the same time as if we were one person but with two bodies. And
so he left that up to you to figure that out.
Yeah, it was very, we just kind of explored and figured out, hey, this would be kind of cool. And then we came back in the next day and did it for him, and he was like, great. Then we didn't hear anything for a while, and he ended up calling us and saying, hey, I'd like to offer this to you as well as your brother. We want you both to do it. So yeah, it's a really cool chance to do this in a new way. I don't think anyone has ever, as far as I know, has ever done this role like this.
Another interesting thing about this production is that it includes music.
I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time.
And that's based on a song by contemporary musician Bon Iver.
I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my land. I'm building a still to slow down the time.
What is the play able to do differently? Since there are two pucks, I mean, how is that used in the production?
This is Ryan speaking. One thing that's really cool about the set design is that the set design actually supports the concept of a single puck that can travel very quickly. You know, in this play, one of the most famous lines from Midsummer is, I'll put a girdle round about the earth in 40 minutes. And having two actors that look so similar enables us to do some really cool stuff in terms of transportation or in terms of utilizing the set in a way that supports this idea that Puck can travel long distances very, very quickly. It's really interesting that Rick and his team, his design team, have taken this concept and integrated it into all aspects of the design of the show, which is really exciting, I think, from an actor standpoint, because it gives us so many facets with which to play with. It's also been kind of a unique challenge trying to figure out how two actors can kind of portray the same character with the same voice, and, you know, try to portray one person rather than two individual takes on that character. So Ryan and I we've had a lot of discussions, and we've been working to kind of figure out how to interpret Puck the same way, even though there's two unique individuals involved.
I can imagine that's actually kind of hard to do, you know? It's like you may look similarly, but you don't necessarily have the same ideas of how to approach it. What were some of those like more difficult conversations that you had to work out?
Oh man. We've had a lot of conversations about physicality. We obviously move pretty similarly. especially, you know, with you're playing a fairy. He's a woodland creature, I guess you could say. So there's a lot of possibilities there, but we've kind of had to figure out how boyish he is and how energetic he is and the way in which he moves, and then agree on that and kind of be the outside eye for the other person to say, hey, you know, that really looks like what we're going for. Can you tell me, give me the same feedback? Yeah, and then in addition, trying to figure out some of the speeches we share, which, you know, these are very iconic speeches, and trying to figure out what Puck is fighting for in a given moment, what he wants. We have to make the same choice. Of course, we make that choice together, but if one of us makes a choice that is in a vastly different realm than the other, then it's clear that it's two separate actors, which is not at all kind of the concept that we're going for. So, yeah, it's been a real challenge in a lot of ways, but it's an exciting challenge. And it's cool that we get to work on this together.
Can you give us an example? Okay, so like in, you know, Act 1, Scene 2, we, you know, one of you is here and one of you is there. And
so there's, you know, a particular moment, the very last speech, if we shadows have offended, and then Austin would jump in.
Think but this and all is mended. That you have but slumbered here.
While these visions did appear.
And this weak and idle theme.
No more yielding, but a dream.
Gentles, do not reprehend.
If you pardon, we will mend.
And as I am an honest Puck.
So given the fact that you're doing this, it's been 5 years since you worked together, how did you actually end up involved in acting and theater in general? Austin?
We've moved around a lot when we were growing up. We were born in California, lived in Colorado, moved back to California, and then Texas. Various different places we got involved in, like a spaghetti dinner or a little acting troupe. And it wasn't until we moved to Texas when we were about 9 and our parents put us in a theater camp. Our very first show we ever did was a version of Alice in Wonderland called Through the Looking Glass. We were, of course, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
What else?
The night is fine.
The walrus said.
Do you admire the view?
That was kind of our introduction to the world of musical theater and theater. We did it kind of recreationally till we were 14. And then we separately came to the conclusion that, hey, it would be great to be paid for this and pursue a career in this.
You're listening to Cut and Paste, Arts and Culture Podcast. We're talking with twins and actors Ryan and Austin Jacobs, who star in this year's Shakespeare Festival production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm Nancy Fowler.
And I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
Cut and Paste is a product of St. Louis Public Radio.
So I'm really curious, you know, you said you came to the idea separately when you were 14 that you might want to do this professionally. How did that conversation happen, or how did you both realize that that was what you wanted?
This is Ryan speaking. Because we were involved in theater, my mother ended up getting involved in theater and then ended up being offered a job as a director of education at one of the theaters we grew up at. We ended up, I think, just incrementally spending more and more time in a theater. By the time we were about 16 or something, we looked at each other and we're like, college, right?
Sure. Sounds great.
There we go. Great. A theater?
Theater.
Great. And that was just kind of the understanding.
What was actually like one of the first acting gigs that you ever did together?
Well, I'm not sure I would refer to it as acting, but we were actually on The Young and the Restless when we were 6 months old. Very, very young. So clearly unable to act. Austin and I, along with a pair of female identical twins, the four of us played a single female child. And I've actually heard that there are episodes on YouTube that we are in. I have not seen them. We played the daughter of a woman who always walked around in lingerie.
And this character is evidently still on the show.
Grown up.
Grown up, played by a grown-up actress.
So there you go. That's where it all began.
Where did you find your motivation for that role?
Food. wanted food or wanted mom.
one
of the two or both.
Do you appear on stage at the same time ever?
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
How is it? Like one of you is older Puck and younger Puck, or wiser Puck and not so wise Puck? How does that?
No, we're pretty much the same Puck. We're we just we've kind of we switch off kind of every other scene or entrance, depending on the demands of the scene and depending on kind of where we need to enter from.
It's also been really interesting, Rick Dildine, the director and artistic director of Shakesfest. You know, we kind of started with, let's just play around with who's doing what. And as the process has evolved, he has kind of pinpointed unique things about each of us and gone, your skill set is best suited for this speech. So you're going to be doing this. You know, Austin, you are really good at this aspect of Puck. So you're going to be doing this scene. So it's been very interesting, I think, for all three of us, Austin, myself, and Rick, to kind of have this dialogue about, here's where my skills are best suited. Here, I think Austin would be better at this because he's got a different energy about him than I do.
Yeah, one of the things that's really cool about having an identical twin that also performs is that you can kind of watch the other person, and it's not quite like watching yourself, but it's pretty close. It's the closest you're going to get, which is a really great, it's been kind of a really great learning tool as well. You know, if something works for him, then it often works for me too. In the past 5 years, we've both grown in terms of awareness and physical connection, and it's been more useful now to be able to kind of watch him and watch what he does and then kind of incorporate that into my own process and work.
Talking about things that don't work, has there been a situation in A Midsummer Night's Dream that, okay, this is just not going to work, or something that walks the edge of not working and working and that you're kind of nervous about?
Constantly, yeah, constantly. This is Ryan speaking. Just yesterday, we were working on a particular sequence in the show. Through the course of about 3 hours, we went through, five or six different iterations of this one song. And, you know, each time we'd be like, oh, let's try this, let's do this. Do it. No, that's not it. That's, you know, and that's the process of building, of creating art, is trying something and then critiquing and shaving down and changing. And that's exciting. It's exciting to have the time to be able to do that, because some processes you certainly don't have the amount of time required to do that kind of exploration. So it's exciting. It's really cool to do that. But no, daily basis. And we will continue to do that until we open.
How does Rick and how do others tell you apart when you're on the set?
Oftentimes, you know, one of us will wear a baseball cap and the other one won't. Sometimes it's birthmarks.
Austin has an earring in his left ear. I don't.
Okay.
Or, you know, sometimes people just go like, hey, you, come here. We kind of both look up when someone says Ryan or Austin, just to double check.
But it's also, you know, another aspect of working together on this show is that even when it's a scene that Ryan is not in, Austin's being Puck in this scene, I am still involved in the creative process because we have to act as the same person. So in terms of making decisions, his through line through a scene that even though if I am not involved in, it affects what I do in the next scene that I am involved in. So it's, and vice versa. So, you know, we, when called, we both have to be present.
That's Austin and Ryan Jacobs, who share the role this year of Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream, being produced by Shakespeare Festival in Forest Park. You can go to stlpublicradio.org and see pictures of this pair of twins.
And you can see photos from this production, as well as photos from their goofy middle school years and some of the earliest productions they've worked on.
Yeah, like Tweedledum and Tweedledee, which I think they mentioned in the podcast, A Natural Fit, which they're reprising this year at Stages St. Louis's production of Alice in Wonderland. I'm Nancy Fowler.
And I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
And this has been Cut and Paste. And the music you've heard throughout is by local musician Eric Hall.
You can find Cut and Paste at stlpublicradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.